I think the rest of the 50 states, that'd be 48 if you're a regular American, or 56 if you're an Obama or Biden fan, because they seem to think there are more states in America than just the 50. But if you're living in the other 48 states, maybe you should think about paying a little bit of a thank you to Oregon and Washington for trying a dangerous and deadly experiment to show what doesn't work. And what I'm talking about is Oregon and Washington, for different reasons and by different mechanisms, legalizing hard drugs. Because, after all, what could possibly go wrong when you legalize fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, and all of that, and you make them de facto legal in both Oregon and Washington, and then just stand back and watch what happens. And we've been watching what happens. You pile up the body bags. You have a lot of people who overdose. Some of them die. You have an awful lot of criminal activity that's associated with the drug sales, you know, because the undocumented pharmacists, the sellers of all those drugs, they tend to settle their disputes with firearms instead of some other manner. So we look to the legislature, both Salem and Olympia, and we say, do something about this problem. And I hate to say it, he's been part of the solution rather than part of the problem, and that's Washington State Senator John Braun, who joins me now. But Senator Braun, nothing much got done, did it?
No, I think the majority of Democrats in the legislature absolutely failed on this topic, and we worked with them. We worked in good faith, and as I think you know, we got an okay bill, not a perfect bill, but a bill that would work out of the Senate on a bipartisan basis. But in particular, the House Democrats simply refused to work with Republicans, who refused to acknowledge the concerns of the cities, of the prosecutors, of law enforcement. And ultimately, on the very last day of the 105-day session, offered a bill for a vote on the floor of the House that failed dramatically. It was an absolute failure by, in particular, the House Democrats.
So on the last day, the Democrats made a proposal and the Democrat majorities in the legislature couldn't get it passed?
That's right. That's right. And they had to have known this. They knew days before, because they have a lot of folks on the far left that their goal is to fully legalize these hard drugs. They are indifferent to the death and destruction they're causing in their very own districts, in their very own cities. They want to legalize hard drugs, so they wouldn't vote for any bill. To get a bill that did anything useful, they had to work with Republicans, and the House Democrats just refused to work with Republicans on this issue.
Okay, because what we're talking about here is a law in both Oregon and Washington. Possession of drugs is a serious matter. You were proposing that it become a gross misdemeanor, and then a judge could say, would you like a conviction for a gross misdemeanor, or we could wipe it out if you're willing to go into treatment? And I've pointed out time and again, that was successful for decades in getting people to take treatment, which is what the Democrats say they want. They weren't willing to go for that. What would it have taken them to push them across the finish line on that one? Did they tell you?
No, really, they refused to talk for most of the last 2 days. And we know what they did pass out earlier in the session with just Democratic votes. It was a simple misdemeanor, but it was even worse than that. It was a simple misdemeanor that was virtually impossible to prosecute. They were calling it a misdemeanor, but for all practical purposes, what they voted out would have legalized drugs, much like our current law, which is a misdemeanor, but it hasn't been prosecuted for 2 years because it's too hard. It doesn't work. That's what they want. They hide behind a pretend bill that would have done nothing to stop the massive rate of overdoses in our state over the last 2 years.
Well, and here's the thing. When you say it's really hard, I know there's citizens who say, well, guess what? You're in the government. Your job is to serve the public. You should do the hard thing. But are you talking about the last scheme, as I understood it, said you could be prosecuted for possession, but if on your second or third go-round? But that would have required every police agency, every time they found somebody who was in possession of hard drugs, to document that fact, even though they're not going to charge them with anything, and then keep track of all those earlier encounters. And when you get to two or three or whatever the magic number was, then you could actually bring even the simple misdemeanor charge. Is that about what they were proposing or what's in place right now?
Yeah, it was a slightly different version of what's in the law now. But what I meant by hard is virtually unenforceable. They couldn't take action on it. There's no way to bring people for a charge and use that charge as leverage to get them into treatment. It hasn't worked for the last 2 years. What they've proposed so far would be the same. And so what I meant by hard is simply it would not work. It was no way to execute on the plan.
And Oregon had this idea. They said, well, we'll throw hundreds of millions, literally hundreds of millions of pot dollars, pot tax dollars, at treatment, and we'll make treatment affordable. When they flushed all that money in, most of the treatment outfits said, we don't even know how to spend this money. And many of the state agencies couldn't figure out how to spend the money. So it's not as though there's a lack of money or even necessarily a lack of treatment, but we're not getting the police to refer people in and get them to actually go, because the druggie says, you mean there's no punishment if I don't go to treatment? Fine, I won't go to treatment. And to a large extent, Oregon cops have literally written tens of thousands of tickets, which are forgivable if you make a phone call to a treatment center and just talk to them about treatment, not if you take treatment. And most of the people don't even bother to make the phone call. And I suspect the same system is in use in Washington State. So why would anybody go into treatment even if at some point they want to become drug-free?
You're exactly right. That's what's happened. Is people, you know, they take the least path of least resistance, and they're not entering treatment. I mean, it's sad because, you know, people just don't wake up one day and say, or most people, I shouldn't say it absolutely never happens, but most people don't wake up and say, hey, I'm going to go into treatment and try and kick this addiction that's ruining my life and the life of my family ruining my community. It just doesn't happen. You need some leverage. And we know it works because we've had drug courts at the felony level in the state of Washington for years that have been effective in saving people's lives because it got them into treatment, got them past their addiction, and got them back to a civil, you know, reasonable life. That's what works. And the Democrats, in particular the House Democrats, are not willing to understand that, and they're costing people's lives as a result.
Unbelievable. Senator Braun, thank you very much. I appreciate the effort. I mean, I'd love to talk to one of the Democrats, and Senator, we appreciate you coming on the show. I'd love to get one of those Democrat lawmakers from Washington State. I live in Washington State. Come on this show and tell us, how high do we have to pile the body bags of the dead adults and children who are dying from drug overdose and the ones dying in shootouts between drug dealers? How high do the body bags have to go before you'll act?